The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 23rd day of December 2019. Wonder if they'll notice, Mike, I'm actually pre-recording this on the 21st. No, I'm just teasing. Is Steve Elkins in God's waiting room? Is he live or is he Memorex?
I am here, John. John, let me be the first to say happy Festivus. Today is the 23rd of December. It is Festivus. Happy Festivus, John.
What the hell is Festivus?
Festivus is a secular holiday celebrated on the 23rd of December as an alternative to the pressures and commercialism of Christmas, of the Christmas season.
Oh, bah humbug. You don't have the blow-up Santa in your front yard right now? Come on.
Yeah. So it was a holiday celebrated as an alternative to the pressures and commercialism of the Christmas holiday season, which included celebrations, the airing of grievances, feats of strength, the aluminum pole, and Festivus dinner and Festivus miracles.
Aluminum pole? What? What the hell does that mean?
You're going to have to go back and watch the episode of Seinfeld called The Strike, and it explains it all. Festivus for the rest of us. For those who don't want to celebrate Christmas.
I'm sorry I never saw an episode of that show. You know, I watch things like... I watch things like the BBC's production of The Repair Shop, or I'll watch a documentary series like I just did today, binge watch this thing, there were 8 episodes of Flint City, or whatever the heck the name of it, it was Flint something or other, but at any rate, the downfall of Flint, GM moving out, their lead in the Flint River, and politics as usual. And stunningly enough, what I learned was what I've been talking about and a lot of city councils and commissions across the United States. The people that these commissioners are all liberal, socialist, communists with their programs. And, you know, take a look at California. The governor of California right now is blaming California's problems on Donald Trump. I mean, this is the we take no responsibility. And the funny thing about it is these guys... they've got to make decisions on budgets and this, that, and the other. And most of these people, they failed math. They couldn't even pass rudimentary math test.
I agree.
So there they sit on city councils. And they've screwed everything beyond belief. You know, I'm telling you, Steve, there was a lot of people in this country, a lot of black people, that when Donald Trump got elected, oh my God, you'd think you bleached him white like Michael Jackson. No. Now they're starting to find out that, wait a minute, poverty, the way to get out of poverty, the way to reconstruct a city is to do business. You can't have bodies laying around in the street and a death toll and being the fifth most dangerous city in the United States. You know, people are not going to want to come to areas like that to start up businesses and start hiring people. People going to work, you know, maintaining homes or a level of income that goes back into the local economy. These clowns can't figure this out. And after, Steve, geez, I've been having epiphanies here lately. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I'm just finding out what they are. They're mind-blowing thought patterns that are surfacing, and I'm starting to see things more clearly now than I ever have, which is going to go a long way with steadying my little emotional self down. I do get a little bit angry, but I'm learning at least. Now, this is going to sound kind of strange to people, but we got a divide in this country, and we have the ability not to hear anything. You stop hearing stuff. You stop seeing things. And what you have is your own little wrapped up world and to the exclusion of all else. Well, I think Sun Tzu had something to say about knowing your enemy. Yeah. If you are not listening, you're not paying attention, you don't see and how and what they're doing. I see why they're doing it. They just know that, well, that's what Democrats are doing, and we're part of the tribe, and yeah, we're black, and we're going to vote this way. That has been a stigma in this country for many, many years. You know, the old adage, you know, Uncle Tom, you know, a black guy becomes a chief of police someplace, and he happens to be a decent guy. Whoa. You know, and then we're not supposed to trust the police. And they've given, oh, gosh. I could rattle on 2 hours about this, but I'll spare you. But everything is upside down and inside out, and nobody is slowing down long enough and listening and watching close enough to really get what's going on. And the people that really need to get enlightened here, you know, the people that are the dimmest in this country, and they seem to want to remain that way. We, as I said to you prior to today's program, I think we are in the most, I don't want to say interesting times. We're at a crux in this country. We're at a make it or break it stage. Either we throw these damn communists out, we get on with the business of living life and doing it by the rule book that applies to everybody. You know, as long as people have their pocketbooks open and they're filled up with everybody else's stuff, you know, they think it comes from the government. Oh, it's the government's money. Government's not a business. Government does not make a profit. What they do is take everything and then distribute it. You know, we're still paying. You know, you want to talk about programs that pay for themselves? What do they try to tell us, Steve, about Obamacare? Oh, this is going to pay for itself. Is Social Security paying for itself? Is Medicare paying for itself? Medicare, Medicaid, is that paying for itself? And then once they screwed up everything bad enough, they thought, well, they're prime. We'll give them this load of hudda. They'll bite on this one like a hungry bass on a calm, still morning. No. No. We need to have a national shut the hell up day. We certainly need that, but we.
Well, John, if they're not robbing Peter to pay Paul for all these programs, these socialist programs,
yes.
Then they're just flat out running the printing presses is all they're doing.
Well, that's all they're doing anyhow. 90% of the debt, 90% of the quote unquote wealth that they've created, they created out of thin air, and then loaned it at interest, and for the government to try to appease everybody and get reelected and look kind of cool and. You know, sell the thing off that, well, we're here representing the people. All they're doing is digging us more and more into perpetual debt that cannot be paid off. So when you look at this scenario and you see how it's constructed, you see how people have bought into the lies and the political conundrum we find ourselves in. Yeah, I mean, when the Democrats, Steve, start quoting Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and telling everybody they're for the Constitution. I mean, didn't Nancy Pelosi's, and I won't say that, didn't something fall off of her when she said those words? I don't know. But what they're banking on is people in this country being stupid enough to not understand how the country's supposed to be run. This is something we've done at this network for all of these years. Here's constitutional, here's policy, and how does that square? They have been doing anything and everything that they wanted to do over wars that they have started, they initiated, and then claim that the blowback and the safety of the American people, we've got to turn this country into a police state because, look, we're under a threat. The only threat I'm seeing is the assets in Washington, D.C. Did you, Steve, did you personally feel threatened by Muammar Gaddafi?
No.
Saddam Hussein?
Nope.
I don't know. How about the Ayatollah Khomeini?
Nope.
From Iran? No? Nope. Oh, well, how about that other dude in Syria? Did you feel threatened by him?
No, Bashar al-Assad, no.
No.
Or Kim in North Korea, no, I don't.
No, and this crap has been going on for a number of years. But you know what? It's all a load of crap. These people are running around the globe looking for reasons to get into things and then turn around and say, well, we're doing it for peace and security of the planet.
Over 100 countries now, John. We are in over 100 countries now. Bringing peace and democracy.
Well,
are we there to destabilize? I say we're there to destabilize. That's what we're doing.
Well, I looked at the weak arguments that the Republicans put up against the Democrats when they started touting the Constitution, and the Republicans didn't even touch it. What does that tell you?
Right.
They're lawyers. You never make an argument in a court of law without already knowing how the answer is going to come out, or how the response is going to come out. They didn't dare mention that because they have violated it as much as the Democrats have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So here we are, sinking in debt, with this country divided, trying to oust a president. And I'll tell you what, this is going to shock you, I'm sure, but Donald Trump is going to be reelected in 2020. And this country needs 4 more years of Donald Trump as a starter. 8 years of Donald Trump slowing this crap down is going to buy us enough time to continue to educate people as to how things should be versus how they are. Not my wish list, wannabe perception of things, and I get pissy because, well, I didn't get that, so I'm going to throw that dude under the bus. That's called politics. You don't... even the Rolling Stones, I think, sang a song, you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. What we need right now is a Congress that will just shut down and quit doing any more damage to this country. But in the meantime, I'll take 4 more years of Donald Trump to allow us to build coalitions, to plop people in, yes, the U.S. Congress, and our state legislatures. There's enough people, folks, that we can handle all 50 of our legislatures and the federal government, okay? There's enough pissed off people out there, and a good percentage of those people are educated as to how things are supposed to be run. But what are we doing? Nothing. Well, I won't say nothing, but it's not being publicized. When I run across groups and they're not even running their own organizations the way they should be run, you know, Steve, I actually considered, just for a moment, just for a moment, I thought, you know, what's this group that's in every state, and they only have half of the presidency for their Phyllis Schlafly's organization?
Oh, you talking about Eagle Forum?
I actually thought about getting into Eagle Forum and going, okay, well, we've got 25 people that are running organizations. That's in 25 states. We need all 50 of them. We need organization. We need. I actually, Steve, considered it. And I thought, no, that's not my forte. People have said to me, Steve, well, you know, you should run for Congress or you should run for president. Yeah, right. Let me tell you something, folks. If you think Donald Trump gets testy... I play Johnny B. Goode song on this show for a good reason. That's to remind myself to be good, to try to be as kind as I possibly can, and sometimes it's a real strain. But yeah, I've had a few epiphanies here, and I'm starting to see things clearer than I've ever seen anything in my life. And we're gonna try this out next year. I'm gonna be including a little bit more and more of here's the reality of it. And just because you don't like it and you think you can yell it out of existence, good luck, Chuck.
Well, let me ask you a question, John. Since we're on this, the communists, we need to get rid of the communists and chase them out of Washington. I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. Since we just witnessed one of the the biggest scams in history, this impeachment. And Pelosi and Nadler and Schumer, they're all sit back and they're not going to hand over the articles of impeachment to the Senate so far. They're just going to sit on them for a while. I have no idea what they're thinking. Either they're going to try a little bit of blackmailing on some of the Republicans in the Senate. Maybe they can get them to flip over to their side. I don't know what's going on here, but it was quite a scam. So you'd be referring to those people right there as the people we need to get out of Washington, which we can't do, it seems to be, because there's term limits. These people are always getting back in every time. And if you ask somebody about politicians, they're always saying, well, their politician's good and the others are all criminal and crooked. I have yet to find anybody who says, yeah, ours is a crook too. And so I don't know. I mean, how's this going to happen? I don't know. And I guess the question I have for you is, I sent it over an article today, and I can't find it now. I'm looking for it. But it was talking about some campaign promises that Donald Trump gave us, and that actually got him elected. I mean, it was Hillary was a bad apple. I mean, it was a pretty easy win, really, if you think about it. But he did make some promises that I really do want to hold him to in the second term. I want to hold him to him on this term, but it's not going to happen. It's too late. Number of things, the voting system to be fixed, but to get out of these needless wars. So my question to you, John, is, are you okay with staying in 100 countries or adding more to the list? And are you okay with continuing the warmongering? Are you okay with that? Because I'm kind of
the only way I could be okay with it is if we were working toward world domination, and then everybody had McDonald's and everybody had a Walmart. No, I'm not okay with it.
Okay.
Is there a follow-up question to that? Because you ask it for a reason.
Well, I mean, the point is, I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. Continuing war, a pattern of war, is a loser. It may be good economically for some people, but it's a loser for the country. Mm-hmm. It's a loser for our people. Mm-hmm. And I guess I just want to see the end of this. In my lifetime, I want to see, for some reason, if somebody can figure out these bastards in Washington, these bastards in the Pentagon, who can think of a way to make money, commerce, and peace, I'm all for that. And actually, I would love to see that enthusiasm we saw in the 60s and the early 70s, and those people that were on the college campuses that were protesting the illegal wars. I want to see those people come back again, John. I want to see people get off their asses and actually say, you know what, no more. I'm tired of this. Where are those people? I don't know where they are. There's so few of us.
You want to chase the Democrats and Republicrats out of Washington? The American people need to demand. Do you think that the Democrats just brought up an interesting constitutional question about impeachment? Imagine if the American people are banging down the door of Congress going, okay, we have the rule of law. We have a constitution. You guys give lip service, but you do everything in your power to undercut it. We're so deep in debt. We're heavily regulated. Everybody's choking to death here. And, you know, excuse me. Why wasn't the FBI investigating George Soros for funneling money into these groups that are roaming the streets of America? No, they were too busy trying to build a dossier and an impeachment case against Donald Trump. The government does not do a very good job at prosecuting their own.
That's right. They don't.
We have a real problem here because you and I don't get that latitude, do we? Steve, what would happen to you if you walked up to a perfect stranger, say, in a restaurant, and you punched him right dead in the face and then quietly turned around and tried to leave the restaurant?
I'd be in jail.
You'd be in jail because you did something to harm somebody else. This government has been harming people for a countless number of years, and we keep talking, and they're not listening. Merry Christmas to us. All I want is the Fed Reserve done in. That'd be a good start for maybe next Christmas. Let's break. 800-313-9443. Got anything to say?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Long time no hear from.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Fairly well. What's going on?
Very good. Well, I was just calling with some solutions. You know, everything you're saying is true, but we've got the wrong perspective on all of this. If we look at what the Constitution is, it's a body of negative law to limit the maids and the butlers. It's not to tell us what we can and cannot do. But we perceive it that way because some criminals got up on top of us and started telling us, hey, do what we say. And it's, you know, what are we, four generations deep in it right now? But it's like the fourth turning. People finally are figuring out, wait a minute, who are these Satanists and pedophiles and perverts where they're on, you know, Epstein's plane, Lolita expressing all around, and this is who we're obeying? We're listening to them when they say, take these vaccines. We say they're good for you. But Bertrand Russell wrote that they would control the population through diet, injection, and injunction. I think that was 1936.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they're doing. The solution is we quit doing what they say. Why are we obeying a bunch of criminals?
And this is what's starting to happen, Lauren. People are... Look, when you hear in Kentucky... that cops are joining the local militias. I mean,
nice.
You know, And for years, they've been pumped full of this stuff that, oh, these people that call themselves patriots, you know, they're patriot for profit and they're really anti-government. They just want to rip the government apart. It's finally starting to dawn on all the deadheads out there, and I don't care if they're wearing a badge or not, that what we have been talking about has been 100% accurate, true, and correct. They have.
Now they're getting.
Now they're what?
I was going to say, and now they're getting the fact that the media's been lying to them. You know, the Covington kids, Jesse Smellett.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's right in their face.
Yeah.
And, you know, just not showing Joe Biden, saying what they're accusing the president of.
Yeah.
And I call local stations every day and drum at it. And I'll tell you what, people who were libs, who hated me, they are now calling in and talking about, well, they lied about this and they lied about this. Well, how do we know what else they lied about? And I call and I pat them on the back and I say, come on in, boys.
And Lauren,
point them to RBN.
You know, and Lauren, and this is one of the epiphanies that I've been having here, is how do we get somebody that has been already pre-programmed into not listening to a damn word you're saying?
Easy.
It's through the art of conversation. But again, things had to get bad enough that their perception of how the world is, who's been leveling their world out and saying, look, this is how it is. This is not a wish list. This is not a snowflake utopia here. These are the way things are. And they're starting...
Well, yeah, they're...
What?
I was going to say, they're getting smacked in the face with reality.
Bingo.
You know, their best years of their lives were back in high school when they got to play all day and run around drinking and doing all the things kids are doing, the piercing, the tattooing, the whoring, all these things with bad consequences. We've got the kids. We've got the homelessness. We've got the drug addiction. But the thing is, we can fix it all. Four-step program real quick. Obey God. And I'm talking about just the last half of the Ten Commandments. Can we not steal from each other? And I'm sorry, but that's going to include all of the programs that are Social Security, Medicare,
yes.
Medicaid, all these things where somebody steals.
And Lauren, slow your roll here. Allow the host to comment on your comments.
Ooh, okay.
And it would be very easy to do, Lauren, as I've suggested before. What do the politicians always scare the other side with? Oh, they're going to cut your benefits. Oh, they're going to do this. No, we're not, because people are locked in and they're dependent on Social Security. They're dependent on Medicaid. They're dependent on Medicare right now. But you know what we don't do? We don't put one more person on those rolls. We pay that thing off, we pay it out, and get rid of it forever. Sound like a plan?
Well, I mean, if it lasts that long, I'm of a mind that it's probably going to collapse before that, because it's all fake and it's catching on like fire that they're lying to us. All the rest of this is going to come out, I'd say, pretty quick. And what the people need, they need food. They need, you know, food, clothing, shelter, fuel, health care, meaning
And you know what? We didn't need the government to provide that for ourselves. The only thing we needed government to do was get the hell out of the way and quit screwing stuff up.
Amen. And that's why I'm saying, even if these systems go away, we still, the people... I mean, look what happened with Joe Burrow. He's the local boy here. He said something about food, people being hungry in southeastern Ohio, where I'm calling from. People handed a half $1 million over in a week. The American people are very generous.
Yes,
people.
They are.
If they saw the true and the right way, they would walk it. But the true and the right way, it's seriously, it's Ten Commandments. Don't steal. Don't covet. You know, don't lie about people. Don't bear false witness. And this whole notion that one man has the right to get up on top of another man to extract his money to take care of somebody's health or give him some food or
whatever. The Ten Commandments and the first 10 amendments of the United States Constitution is the oil that takes the friction out of this life, doesn't
it? Amen. There it is. But the kids aren't learning that in school.
Well, no kidding. There's another problem. We could keep this up for the next 90 minutes, but I can't, Lauren. Merry Christmas.
The last two things are keep your kids in your home, quit putting them in public school, and boycott big business.
Merry Christmas, Lauren.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
By the way, Steve, I live on a corner, and I've got three corner neighbors, but two of them are super religious. The Black family, every Sunday, everybody from church ends up at their house, can't find a parking spot. The guy that lives right across the street from me, he's super religious, and his family as well. But they've got the most decorations with the blow-up reindeers and the Santa Clauses and the lights and this, that, and the other. Well, I put up my Calgary crosses, and I've been getting these out-of-the-side-of-their-face sheepish looks. I made a statement, I made a point, and I didn't have to say anything. Wow.
So these neighbors you have, are they practicing? Are they good?
Oh yeah.
Or are they the run the church hypocrites? What,
no, one's a ex Williamson County sheriff deputy.
Okay.
You know, he's a black dude. Okay. He's the one that kept his lawn nice, and just by guilt, we moved into the house. There we were with nothing but clumps of dirt and weeds, and he's over there just standing there smiling, waving at us. Oh, hi, welcome to the neighborhood, watering his nice grass.
Cool. So he's retired?
Oh, yeah.
You say he's retired?
Yeah, and we used to joke about it. You know, who can keep a better lawn? Who can garner the neighborhood prizes for the best kept lawns? You know, it was that kind of competitiveness.
You should bring him on the show. I would like to know from his perspective. Now, how old is this guy, this retired sheriff?
Well, he's got to be 60s something.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think he can talk or not?
Well, yeah, I've been speaking to him for 15 years plus.
I mean, I'm talking about the new breed coming in for law enforcement.
No.
I'd like to hear him talk about that.
Oh, well, I don't know if you'll get him to talk about that. What I would do is bring up the guy that the Round Rock police went after a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. That guy. That guy I'll bring on. He's Marine Force Recon. Let's go back to the phones. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you. Same to you.
Happy Festivus.
Oh, stop that.
Happy Festivus.
Stop that.
Soon, Steve. You keep it up, Steve. We're going to be wrestling.
No, we're going to put a six-second delay only on him.
Your neighbors with all the cute Christmassy crap, do they have like little kids and grandkids?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, okay. Yeah, there I go. What?
That's they do it for the little kids.
Oh, what are they doing for the little kids?
Brainwashing
giving
them.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
So I wanted to call in because I think you're onto something. 1214, 1775, 1860 maybe. And 2019 or 2020, they all have something in common where the people finally have an understanding of just how screwed they're being. They finally caught it again.
They finally. Now the question
is,
waves,
right?
Mike, here's the question. How many times have you heard this? I wished I had a dollar. I could have funded this network for the next 2 years. You know, how many times have we said, how bad do things have to get before people will wake up? I think we're there.
Yeah, because of the people that aren't political and don't like history and won't pay attention, they're looking around at this place saying, what the heck's going on?
What happened?
Been doing it for 25 years.
Yeah. 70 years?
That guy in 1750 saying, this is not right. We shouldn't be paying the king.
You know, it's funny, in that Netflix documentary, Flint Town is the name of it. I just remembered the name. There was a black woman that was standing there, and they had the camera stuck in her face. And they're basically following the cops on the Flint Police Department. They're following them around.
Oh,
and they're giving little mini interviews. Well, they're out there and recording a call that these guys, and there's a bloated dead body on somebody's front yard, and this woman, she said, you know, I moved to this neighborhood. She's black. She said, I moved into this neighborhood back in the 50s. This used to be a beautiful place. You could go to bed at night and not lock your door. You wouldn't even have to lock your screen door. The kids' bicycles could be out on the front lawn, and they'd be there in the morning. She said, this used to be a wonderful place. Now, Mike, people are starting to think, well, if things were once great, why are they not so great anymore?
Right. And they're starting to learn why.
Exactly.
And I think as we move forward with this, your job is certainly important, and you've helped so many people get it. But as we keep going forward, I think it's going to get more crazy before they actually light the fuse.
Well, you're still going to have people waging a pitch battle against you. They're going to be talking so much, they're not going to be hearing what you're saying.
Right.
But there are those out there that heretofore, it's like you want to talk about epiphanies. All of a sudden, they've been walking around in darkness all of their life, and they get into the light, and they can't stand the light because it's so bright. Well, that's the light of truth. Hallelujah, and pass the ammunition. You know, and these are the people that are going to be able to pick up on this, because we're going to be gently being able to guide them along in the furtherance of this education as to what your responsibilities are versus what the government's responsibilities are.
Exactly.
You know, this comes down to responsibility. And there's a lot of people, Mike, in this world that are masters at deflecting responsibility away from themselves and their actions. I mean, can you imagine Governor Newsom out there in California blaming California's problems on Donald Trump? You know, I mean, that is a classic example of, you know, wrong way Corrigan here.
Yeah.
You know, pointing the fingers every place else but at themselves. which to me is the greatest insult to the people of California. The good people, anyhow. I don't want the ones that are in the land of lost out there. But it never took...
No, I totally agree.
You know, Mike, it never took the majority in this country before. We weren't a democracy. It didn't take the majority of the people in this country to make sure that things worked right. Just dedicated citizens here and there and a few over there and a few everywhere. And we could keep things basically on track because they had a fear, a political fear of the people. Now, they don't.
No, clearly that's gone. If you watched any of those impeachment hearings,
absolutely.
They do not care.
They absolutely do not care. And they're willing to lie through their teeth. And here's the irony of ironies. This is how desperate they are to speak of Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and George Washington and them trying to do the constitutional thing for the people. This is the ultimate litmus test of how stupid are you really out there, Mr. and Mrs. America.
Well, a couple months before, they were calling them black, or slave owners.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, and they hated them. They're like, I can't believe we're doing this stuff, these slave owners.
You know,
when it's convenient, they invoke their name, of course.
You know, it'd be very interesting if we had a neutral news agency in this country. We report, just report. Give us the news. Give us all the news that we can handle. Give us all the facts on any particular issue. And let us make up our own mind. And if we're interested enough, we do a little bit more research, get a little bit more fact, get things settled in our own minds. That's what the media used to do for people. They would report what was going on politically, economically. Now they're so busy lying about everything, they don't know what else to lie about next. Oh, I got a great idea. Let's bring up George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. What?
I think they learned what happened when we did figure it out for ourselves.
Well, this is what they're afraid of. Remember Henry Waxman about 10 years ago? Remember Henry Waxman?
I do.
Out of the blue, this guy does a little mini press conference one day and saying, do you know that people can buy 50 caliber rifles? And do you know it's a straight shot right down Pennsylvania Avenue? Yeah, I know. I've been there a couple of times. I know exactly how straight of a shot it is.
Well, and I think thankfully your audience and your hosts and you and other people are so settled in with the truth that we're calm enough. My mom called me up over the impeachment hearings, and she said, I was reading one thing, and then I hear Schiff say another thing. What's the story?
Mm-hmm.
And she's 76, so she's just asking.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, they're lying to you. And she said, that's what I thought. And so as people do realize what exactly has been going on, they're going to need people around them who are gentle and patient to say, okay, here's my view on what's going on.
And the one
now
thing,
what do we do about
and,
it?
And the one thing that's going to provide that hope is people doing exactly what you said. I'm confused. There's something very wrong. We're being lied to. What's really going on? That's the question I'm waiting for. What's really going on? And we're loaded for bear on that one, aren't we?
Exactly. So in the meantime, call your friends. Tell them to donate to RBN so we stay on the air, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is one broke Christmas. I got enough food for the cat, and I think I got enough food for myself. Nobody got any gifts this Christmas. I'm not going anywhere. It's just going to be me and the cat for Christmas Eve and Christmas. But I'm okay with that because
right.
I've got a job to do.
And if the fates work out in my favor, then after Christmas, if our bonuses do come through, I'm going to send you guys half of it. So God bless you. Thanks, Steve.
Mike,
yep,
thank you. You know, a little investment of a few dollars today is going to pay large dividends in the future. Guaranteed. You know, when Mike was talking, I was thinking of Fox News. Do you know how many subjects, Steve? You watch Fox News, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. How many different subjects that they don't cover? You know, they always give you the political, look at politically what they're doing. And, oh, it's a Democrat. Yeah. We're going to have a fine chance here, folks. I mean, think about this. Yeah, I'll put up with another 4 years of Donald J. Trump. Because thinking about 8 years of Hillary Clinton, oh, God. We'd be in a shooting war right now. I almost guarantee you that. But having said that, when the rest of the country starts to wake up, and Donald Trump, I'm not going to say this guy's going to win by a landslide in the 2020 election, but these people in Flint, they're starting to find some jobs. The people in Detroit are starting to find some jobs. And it's like, well, wait a minute here. The question they always like to ask, are you better now today than you were 4 years ago? You know, that's kind of a relative question. We've gone on the slippery scale of really sucks to I can't tell you how badly this sucks. So, you know, you give me that four-year scale, it's like incrementally how bad things suck. Tell you when things were really good was in the 50s. Things were really good in the 50s. Things were fantastic in the 50s. A gallon of gas in 1950, folks, was 10 cents a gallon. By the end of the 50s, it was 25 cents. But still, 25 cents for a gallon of gas? You could buy a car for a couple $1,000s? Yeah, and I know. People weren't making $20, $25, $30 an hour. I get that. But along the way, in this debt-ridden country that we have, and all the... Oh, that's right. We got to account for inflation of all. And all. No. It's been harder and harder. Anybody could, just about anybody, could get a house back in the 50s, and you didn't have to lie about your income. The wife could stay home and raise the children and take care of the domestic needs on a day-to-day basis, while the husband went out into the world and earned a living, brought his money home, and they raised children. Almost everybody could do that back in the 50s. Now people can't afford mortgages now. They can't afford anything, so they're just renting. In your neck of the woods, are they throwing up a lot of apartment buildings, Steve?
No, not my areas, no.
They are in Texas.
Nothing here.
Yeah, they are. God almighty. There's tons of them being built. Mm-mm. And anyhow, I could go on for an hour on that subject, but I won't. I'll limit myself. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Oh, I'm pleased. I heard that you got the $1,000 pledge the other day.
Yeah, I did. And that was gone, and I still got a month's worth of bills, and I have no idea what January is going to bring, which is only a few days away.
If I sent you a package of food, you wouldn't turn it down.
Don't do that. Please.
No, don't do that. No.
Please.
Send you money.
I'll kill and barbecue the cat first. Okay.
I'm going to address something that's going to take a major for people that are more committed to the truth and committed to at least examining something, because, you know, I default to plausibility. Well, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, and until I examine it, I don't know which way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And I heard about this book called Freedom Betrayed by her former president, Herbert Hoover, that basically explained who was really responsible for the wars and how, obviously, I'm not a fan of Hitler, but I'm going to be fair to the guy like I'm going to be fair to anyone. And he was falsely blamed for causing all the problems when it was the international bankers. And I think you understand where I'm coming from when I say they who defame Judaism by calling themselves Jews.
Yeah.
That sounds an appropriate way to frame it, because it's like, no, I don't call them Jews. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, the king of the Jews says they call themselves Jews,
yeah,
but are not. In the Greek, kai ouk means but not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same in Revelation 2:9 as it is in 3:9. And that's the thing, is that we need to get to a paradigm shift where people are at least entertaining plausibility before dismissing something just because it doesn't fit the popular mindset.
Well, and here's another, Mark. This is part of my epiphany here, is to get my mind wrapped around how people's thought processes and how this nationwide propaganda campaign is working on people's minds. They almost seem weak, feeble, unable to put together their own thoughts. No, that's not the case. But more importantly, if you understand the subtleties and the nuances of what and how they're perceiving things, that gives you a greater advantage of how to turn things around in their screwed up little heads.
Yeah. I think that we're in agreement, I believe, is we need to find some way to unclog people's ability to step back and re-examine.
Yeah, I already mentioned it.
That's where we're in agreement is to.
No. Mark.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Oh, okay, there you are. I already mentioned it. Remember that company that makes feminine hygiene products? Remember me mentioning that they were going to do the Massengale Mind Douche?
Oh, boy.
Yeah? Yeah, I hear it's coming, and I bought stock in it.
Oh, boy. Well, I do. We got a lot of douchebags out there, and it's like some people. I deal with people who, when I mention something...
Hang on a second here, Mark. Hang on. You couldn't hear me going, Mark, 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 so you didn't hear the bumper. Hang on.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back. Mark and Georgie, you had anything else there?
Well, the thing is that I look at it this way. There are those that will, there are those that won't. And the thing is, it's so too at the present time, there's a remnant. And that's what I'm seeking out. Because I can't in good conscience remain a member of a 501c3 corporate church that is not just ignorant, they're willfully ignorant. I've sent an email to the elders of my current congregation, and I haven't really heard back from any of them about Aaron Russo's warning shortly before he died. And, the reign of the beast will come to pass, but the reign of Christ will come to stay. And there's going to be a remnant that are going to, whether by living or by dying, we're not going to take the mark of the beast. But that's what this war of terror is all about. And it's run by and for the plutocracy. And I think that's what Herbert Hoover tried to warn us about. But again, that's freedom betrayed. And they may have shut down Pirate Bay, but I don't know how many hundreds of the thousands and thousands of proxy sites they've managed to shut down. But if you go on the start page and type in Pirate Bay proxies, they're all over the place. Mm. And that book is like a little under 10 meg. It's an EPUB document. And I think what we need now is a summary where people that don't like you and me that don't have the time to read 900 pages of meticulously documented, how shall I say, things that show that David Irving was right about his breakdown of how biased and dishonest the official account of World War II has been.
That's why I refer to it as World War I Part II.
Absolutely, because all wars are bankers' wars. And I mentioned to one guy who I'm like, I'm not going to waste time with you. Because when I mentioned the $2.3 trillion, he just sneered the word conspiracy theory and had no curiosity, did nothing to check out what I was saying. And I'm like,
but he did you a favor. Look, Mark, he did you a favor. He said in the first sentence out of his mouth, I am programmed and you're not going to be able to talk to me. I would have looked at him, smiled, shook his hand, and wished him a good day.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I've done work for this guy, and he seems to think that listening is a one-way thing. He tells me to listen, and I'm like, yes, I listen to your unsolicited personal advice.
Yeah, and who the hell asked you for it?
Well, that's the thing is, he doesn't seem to understand, is just because I'm not mindlessly complying with you doesn't mean I'm not listening to you. But when I tell you to stop talking down to me, you ignore me that I have something that
well,
you
you're,
need to stop
you're dealing with a defective human being. And again, I would smile at him, wish him a good day, and I would move on.
Well, there were times where I didn't like dealing with him, but I needed his money.
Well, but you didn't have to talk to him to get the money, did you?
I don't mind doing jobs for him where he tells me, go do this, like go mow this person's lawn or pick up this pile of...
Whatever, Mark. No, let's not have the end of the show.
I don't like dealing with him because I'm not going to work for him again. God help me if I ever am in a position where I'm so desperate for funds.
Well, isn't it a waste of time to watch somebody walk the face of this earth and not know his golf balls from a hole in the ground? Woe unto him that wants to... I think. Let me steal the line from NAACP. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. How true a statement. Steve, did we put you to sleep there?
No, I'm just letting you go on your rant.
Why? You're part of the program. I can't allow you to do that.
You're on a roll. I'm not stopping you. You take a breath of air. If you take a breath of air, I'll jump in.
But you know me. I can go an hour without taking a breath. We'll be back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Bite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.